Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, awesome people. Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy roller coaster with a little more calm and a whole lot of stoic wisdom. Now, if you're anything like me, and let's be honest, who isn't? Sometimes it feels like the world is constantly demanding our time, energy, and attention. It's like we're juggling flaming torches while riding a unicycle on a tightrope. That's why today's episode is all about creating healthy boundaries. Think of boundaries as your personal force fields. They protect you from feeling overwhelmed, drained, and resentful. Ever felt like you're saying yes to everything just because you don't want to disappoint people? You know that feeling when your to-do list looks longer than War and Peace, and you're running on fumes. Well, my friend, it's time to reclaim your sanity. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you build those awesome boundaries and start living a happier, more fulfilling life. First up, recognize your worth. Seriously, write it down if you have to. You are valuable, you deserve respect, and your time is precious. Stop feeling obligated to do things that drain you or compromise your values just because someone else expects it. Remember, saying no is not selfish, it's self-care. It's like choosing the right ingredients for a delicious meal. You wouldn't throw in anything that would ruin the flavor, right? Number 2. Communicate clearly and assertively. Practice those no muscles. Be polite, but firm when setting your limits. Use say statements to express your needs and feelings without blaming others. You can say things like, "I appreciate you asking, but I'm committed to other projects right now," or "I need some time to myself to recharge." Remember, clear communication prevents misunderstandings and keeps everyone on the same page. Next up, learn to delegate. Stop trying to be a superhero. You don't have to do everything yourself. Delegate tasks whenever possible, at work, at home, wherever you can. It frees up your time and energy for the things that truly matter. Think of it like building a team. Everyone has their own strengths, so use them wisely. Number 4. Respect other people's boundaries. Just as you need to set your own limits, be mindful of others. Listen attentively when they express their needs, even if they seem small or insignificant. Remember, empathy goes a long way in building healthy relationships. Treat others with the same respect you want for yourself. And finally, don't be afraid to say no even to people you care about. This can be tough, I get it. But remember, protecting your well-being is not selfish, it's essential. You can love someone and still set healthy boundaries. It's like being a good captain of your own ship. You need to steer clear of the rocks even when there are friendly faces on board. Let me share a real-world example. Imagine this. You're invited to a party that clashes with a deadline you absolutely can't miss. Do you feel obligated to attend even though it would cause stress and affect your work? This is where healthy boundaries come in. You can politely decline the invitation, explaining your commitment and suggesting an alternative time to catch up. Remember, saying no doesn't have to be dramatic or confrontational. It's about making conscious choices that prioritize your well-being and create space for the things that truly matter. So take these 5 takeaways with you. Recognize your worth, communicate clearly, delegate tasks, respect others' boundaries, and never hesitate to say no. You've got this. Remember, life is too short to be constantly stretched thin. It's time to create a life filled with intention, purpose, and yes, even a little bit of peace amidst the chaos. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest boundary setting challenges? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And if you found this episode helpful, be sure to share it with someone who could benefit from a little stoic wisdom. Until next time, stay calm, stay strong, and remember you are capable of creating a life that truly reflects your values and brings you joy. Catch you on the flip side.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.